Welcome to Shift Talking, a podcast where we explore the art and science of behavior change. I'm your host, Davina Hain, a mental health coach and founder of A Steady Space. Join me as we discuss actionable tips, inspiring stories, and expert insights to help you create lasting change once and for all. Now, let's get to the Shift Talking. We are at episode 4, and I'm so stoked. I'm so happy to have you here with me. We're going to jump right into the I and the shift, which is innovation, mainly innovation in communication, but really innovation everywhere. It is about mastering effective communication skills and emotional literacy. It's essential to adopt new strategies to express yourself mindfully and intentionally fostering healthier interactions. Innovation. Changing what we're doing to make it more progressive into where we're trying to go. We need new and different tools and strategies, ones that we likely haven't tried yet, ones that will ultimately help get us closer to one, the path of least regret, and two, the path and the person that we are trying to get to. Communication is something that a lot of us think that we do well, but we are drastically failing at. Communication isn't just the words that we say. Communication is all of it. It's the words we say, how we say them, why we say them, what we're trying to achieve, where this comes from, what makes me to present it in the type of way. It's the tonality, it's the volume, it's everything. You can talk at me all day and it doesn't mean that you're communicating. You can show me body language in the form of a hug when I'm sad, and that is communication. Communication is a bridge, and it connects us to others. It also allows for us to connect to ourselves in the way that we communicate to ourselves. And when done right, it can transform our relationships and enhance our emotional well-being tenfold. Communication isn't just about stringing together a bunch of words that sound good. I'm a firm believer that so much of our suffering in the here and now and how much we dissociate, meaning our bodies are here but our mind is elsewhere, it's like lights are on but nobody's home, is because of the fact that we are not emotionally literate. We are intellectualizing what we're feeling instead of just feeling it. We are so very fortunate to have all of the opportunities and platforms and resources and providers and all of this that we have right now. And that also means that we are going to have a ton of stimulation information overload. What I see time and time again are people talking about how they feel but not actually feeling it. Talking about their experiences but not actually being present enough to experience them. You can take it from a concert, right? Nowadays, you go to a concert, all you see are people holding up phones, recording an entire concert that they're never going to watch back, and nobody wants to hear it. The audio quality is going to be shit. You can't see anything anyway. But for some reason, we feel a need to document everything. And the documentation is all well and good, right? And we need to have time for just us. If you're going to document and hold up a camera during an entire concert, go home and document what it was like to be at the concert. Not what songs they played, but what feeling you felt in your chest. What it was like to feel your body vibrate along with the bass. What it smelled like, what the interactions were like, how many people were in there with you, what it was like to feel like you were part of a community for a while, that everyone was there to serve the same purpose, which was to enjoy. People are learning so much about psychology and mental health and everything that goes along with it, and I'm so grateful that we have the opportunity to do so. And what we're seeing is people getting further away from themselves, further outside of their bodies, talking all about why I am the way that I am, which of course is well and good, but and are you feeling any of it? When you acknowledge that this is why you are the way that you are you allowing yourself to sit in it? Are you feeling your feels, or are you just talking about the fact that you have them? Emotional literacy is having the ability to recognize, understand, and appropriately express our emotions. It's foundational. It's not a perk, it's essential. Without it, We're going to struggle to convey our feelings and or understand the feelings and emotions of other people. When we're using the same block of words, block of emotion words, to explain a multitude of emotions that have their own category and experience and label, we are robbing ourselves the opportunity of sitting in a realm of experiences. So I want to give an example here of the word respect. We use this universal term as if it's actually universal when it's not. I can define respect for myself, and I want you to do the same. I would like for you to determine what that means to you, define it, and then share this with somebody else and see if they define it the same way. See if we can define it. It took me the longest time to find the actual words to describe respect. So when we are using even just this example of the same word to convey different things, we are going to get in a fight over semantics. So here's the given scenario. I disrespected you. You felt disrespected by me. You come to me and you say, you disrespected me. But I don't view that as disrespect. So I'm going to say, no, I didn't. And then you will say, yes, you did. And we will end up in this back and forth instead of saying, hold on, hang on. Based on the way that I conceptualize respect, I didn't disrespect you, but what does that mean to you? How do you define disrespect? And also, in the way that we express it, it has to be leading with curiosity. Tonality is huge. There's a difference between, hold on, I think I'm missing something. How do you define respect? Help me understand where you're coming from. And, okay, well, clearly I'm missing something. How do you define respect? Where are you even coming from? What it conveys is vastly, vastly different. And without innovating the way that we communicate, without our self-awareness, without our healing, without knowing enough about ourselves and why and what to do with it and how to sit with it, we are going to communicate like shit and then be surprised when I feel disconnected from everyone around me, when I feel misunderstood by everyone around me. Because I don't understand myself if I'm not expressing myself clearly and wholly for you to know where I'm coming from, what it is that I mean, what it is that I'm feeling, what I'm looking for. Communication in itself is not just about talking to the other. It's about coming to them with a compromise. Solve your own problem first and then come to them with the solution and see if they agree. Without this foundation of emotional literacy and communicating intentionally, we are going to continue missing each other. Communication is a verb. It's something you do. It's not just a box that you check. And the more we learn about communication and how to articulate ourselves in a way that we're looking for, the closer we will get to being and feeling heard and also being able to hold space and hear the other person. We will have less conflict. We will have more repair. But we can't do that unless I actually know how I feel. We have to speak with intentionality. When we innovate our communication, we are coming up with better ways to explain the same thing. If we don't expand our emotional vocabulary, we won't be able to get it clear enough. And then we will wonder why they just don't get it. We will villainize them. We will make them the problem when I'm not explaining myself correctly, clearly, wholly, intentionally. Whether they want to listen is a whole different topic for a whole different day. But as of right now, what we are talking about is you. If they choose not to listen, if they choose not to hold space, you cannot control that. But what you can do is focus on the way that you express yourself, and then you get to leave any given interaction knowing that you have nothing to apologize for. And that is powerful as hell. So we communicate more intentionally by staying mindful about what we say, how we say it, why we're saying it, and what we're looking to achieve. We make sure that our message is clear and aligns with my intended outcome. Innovation in communication is not just about being an active listener. We hear this often, right? Of sit there, hold space, nod, make eye contact, don't interrupt. But what that also means is that the other person can go on and on and on, and if you interrupt, then you're the asshole. That's not what we're doing here. Yes, we are going to focus a ton on being an active listener. The other part, though, is about being an active speaker. If you Google active speaker, you will find how to give presentations, how to do public speaking events. There is very little to no content about being an active speaker, which means knowing why I'm saying it at all. knowing how to express myself in a way that is most likely to get me where I'm trying to go. It's about speaking in a way that they are most likely to hear me. No guarantee, but it is about asserting neutrality, removing the emotion from my communication so that my rational mind and my emotional mind can come together with some level of balance and create my wise mind. The way that we express ourselves is fundamental to being able to move forward and progress with myself. And again, I'm not just talking about with other people. I'm talking about the way that you communicate to yourself. When we talked about that self, the S, and the healing from the bullshit, and we get into this level of innovation, we hopefully, by the time we got to this step, we have gotten enough practice, some practice, in being able to communicate effectively with myself first. The way that I engage with myself when I make a mistake, the way that I encourage myself to do something different, the way that I not only practice resilience, which is right, like getting up after I've been knocked down, but adaptability. What are you going to do differently this time? I don't think it's super cute to just be this human Bobo doll who just gets rocked back and gets back up, rocked back and gets back up and does nothing different. That's what this entire section is about, is this innovation of communication. It's about changing the way that we engage so that then I'm not going to make the same mistake twice. And maybe if I do, maybe it won't be 3 times or 4 times or 27. One less time to learn a lesson than I did before is a win. And the best way to do that is to know how to communicate with myself and communicate with others in a way that's going to get me closer to what it is that I'm looking to achieve. This active speaking is going to allow for us to advocate for ourselves without causing collateral damage. Much of the time, we speak before we're ready, and we do not taste our words before we say them. And even if we are valid in our complaint, the way that we go about it is so problematic that it completely robs our original complaint of its point and its validity and its power. That deserves the spotlight. Your complaints deserve the spotlight. But you're allowing your emotions to express them, and then you are the one who has to apologize. And then after you apologize and you take accountability, if you try to go back and address that original complaint, you're not allowed, right? It means that you're taking away from the accountability that you took. So you didn't mean that apology at all. Because we don't know how to effectively separate what we said from how we said it, how we said it from why we said it, and why I'm saying it from what I'm looking to get out of it. Through the self-awareness and our healing, we get to this point of innovation where we get to trial and error new and different ways of expressing ourselves. And it's gross and it's messy and also beautiful. Let's do it. You're going to keep doing the same shit you've been doing, and we know that that's not working. You might as well try something new and see if that won't work too, until you get to a point of it working. I think resilience is a really beautiful quality. I choose adaptability. I want to evolve, not just survive. And I want that for you too. As you're practicing this innovation, I need for you to please remember that you are going to error many times over. Change is not going to happen quickly. It's not going to happen overnight. But the more you do it, the better you will get at it. This whole idea of like practice makes perfect, bullshit. Practice makes progress. You are progress at work. And that is the point. Don't get bogged down with this toxic positivity bullshit. This perfectionism is going to be the ultimate thing that holds us back. Do it messy and get it done. Done is better than in your head perfection tendencies, nitpicking, and preparing. Again, I'm talking to myself too. As you trial and error, find one person who you feel safe enough to express yourself to, and who you are safe enough to get feedback from that you can trust, that they don't have ulterior motives, they aren't looking to manipulate or get something from you or take something from you. You find one person in your world who you can try these things out with, and they can let you know what worked, what didn't. I encourage you to start making really small complaints, ones that are lower risk, they're unlikely to offend. You let the person in your life know, hey, I'm really working on improving the way that I communicate. I'm going to practice this a bunch. Are you open to me doing that? I want to know what feels right for me and what also feels right for you. I'm going to practice new and different ways of communicating complaints to you. And I want to know like what part of it you liked, didn't like, what worked, what didn't work, what triggered defensiveness in you, and or what was, you know, offensive on my end. But we choose low risk scenarios at first. When my husband and I were starting this, we talked about not changing the toilet paper roll. We talked about not, you know, putting a new trash bag in the trash can after it's taken out, the way that we fold our towels, the way that we make the bed. These are relatively low risk things, but when we're in high conflict, these are high risk things. But this is why we express what we're doing before we just take action on it. We innovate the way that we communicate our goals to the other person so they can know what to expect from us. Oftentimes, one of the biggest errors we make is by taking action before we've even prepared them for it. We've come to this decision. We know that we want to change the way that we express ourselves. We know that we want to start expressing more complaints. And so we just start. And then we're shocked when they're upset by it. They weren't expecting it. You did not prepare them. Let the people in your life know what you're working on. It's the very first way of innovating your communication. Let them know where your goals lie and what you are going to try to do to achieve them. What strategies you're putting in place, what scripts you're going to be following. I have an entire e-library of content, of resources, ebooks, scripts, freebies. Plenty of them are free. Get them, download them, use them, laminate them, put them on the background on your phone, put them everywhere. Share them with your partner, share them with your family. Tell them, hey, this is a script that I'm going to try to follow so that I can get better at communicating with you. I want more connection with you, and I think we miss each other a lot of the time. I would really like to try this, and I'm going to start, and I hope you're open to it. I want to work collaboratively with you to make sure that we can communicate better together. And you do. You practice, you error. You error, you argue. You argue, maybe you fight. But remember why you're arguing in the first place. Take accountability where you need to. Lead with that level of self-awareness. Forgive. Forgive yourself, apologize, take accountability, heal together, and then innovate. Try something new and different again. Try in a new and different way. Be mindful, be intentional. Speak with purpose. We break old patterns and we adopt new, more effective ways of interacting. Now that you've gotten this intro into this innovation of communication, I want you to start practicing these things if you're ready to. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for tuning in and holding space. I hope that you're feeling empowered by what we're doing. Remember, this is for you, one shift at a time. I'll see you next time. Stay steady.